Chapter 1. The best part about living in a high-rise apartment building is all of the suspicious characters, RJ announced into the phone as he stood beside the tall window that looked out over the city. He was in his living room, talking to his younger cousin, Rebecca, who had called, as usual, for some advice on solving a mystery.
But isn't it a little crowded?
Rebecca asked as politely as she could. She was more of a small-town girl, but RJ was a city boy, through and through.
Crowds just make everything more fun,
RJ insisted with a slight nod of his head. I'm looking forward to having the chance to explore the city. Since I turned 12, my parents let me get my very own subway pass.
Wow, that's pretty great, Rebecca said. Don't forget to fill me in on all your adventures.
I will, RJ agreed. I'm about to head out on a mission right now, actually.
Good luck,
Rebecca said as she hung up. RJ opened his closet door and looked over his wide selection of detective hats. Each day he could choose a different color, but they were all about the same shape and size. Once he picked his hat, he tucked it on top of his red hair.
RJ, are you going now?
His mother called out as he stepped out of his room.
Yes, Mom, I'll be back before dinner, he called back as he walked down the hall.
RJ took the elevator down to the second floor. While he rode down in the elevator, he thought about the people he knew on each floor. His parents were the landlords of the building, and so he had the chance to meet just about every tenant that moved in. These were the suspicious characters that he was telling Rebecca about. Like Mrs. Listern, who always put her garbage in the chute at exactly 9:58 every night. Never 9:59. Never 9:57. Always 9:58. Now, if that wasn't suspicious, then RJ didn't know what was. Of course, old Mr. Helmsley was the strangest. He never, ever opened his door. If a package was delivered, he would speak through the door. If something needed to be signed, he would tell them to slide it under the door. There were a few other kids in the building, but not many. The only one that RJ really spent any time with was Joey, and that was not exactly by choice. Joey's mom worked late, so after school, RJ would look after him until she got home. He was only 8, but he was a cool kid just the same. RJ had solved a few mysteries about different people in the building, but most of the time, they turned out to be boring explanations. He'd yet to find a true mystery to solve, but he knew there was one waiting for him.